And Tani Nam Yochum, learn like this also, that the Rashi says, the Bishnas Nebuchadnezzar V'yavu Modruch Nivla Shona. They missed the year there. The Tani Nam Yochi, V'yoyid Shona Acheres Lebovim. There was another year missing that he came and fixed it up. So you see, they didn't have the exact count of a complete year, they counted half of years. And now my Rav says after Neil term, Hai Cheshbonah, even the Neil made a mistake in this Cheshbon. The Sivit says, Vishnas Achas Lamolchoi, Ani the Neil, Vinoisoi Beswarim. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Yud Beis. Mercy of the Tani Nam Yoch also, Tani Nam Yochi, the Oid Shono Acheres Lebovel, the Yoma do Yovesh, Vashlima. That they made a cheshbin in the years, they did not count the years complete, they counted a half a year like a year. Therefore again, Achashverosh's cheshbin, even though he ruled for 14 years, the time to build the Beis Hamikdash was first after he got finished ruling. After Neil Toye Bahai Cheshbona, the Neil also went to make the Cheshbon exactly when the 7 years are going to be up from Golas Bovel, and he also made a mistake exactly when the 7 years will be up. Here the pasuk says, Bishnas Achas Lamolchai, after 1 year that he was a king, the Mocha need the Neil, Binoisi Basvorm. I was Mayin, I started to meditate, think into the Svorm. Now, midikoma binoisi, since he said he started to think into it, nechladuto, mashmi also first made a mistake. And he wanted to know why he made a mistake. So, it wasn't so simple to make the cheshbon exactly when the 70 years are up. For the Gemara, though, really it's a steer in the psukim. Nikomokim, kosher, kuradodi, there's a steer in the psukim. When do you start counting the 70 years to say that Hashem will make a, build the bayis sheni? Ksiv, one pasuk says, melois lebovel. The end of 70 years from Bovel, which is Mashma from the king of Nebuchadnezzar. Hey, 70 years after Nebuchadnezzar became king, that's when there'll be the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Uksiv, another pasuk says, Lechorvos Yerushalayim. You don't start counting from the beginning of the Malchus of Bovel, of Nebuchadnezzar, but rather you start counting by the Churvos Yerushalayim, when the whole Yerushalayim was completely destroyed, which was a time after that. Rashi says, "Uksiv v'sefer Daniel lemalas lechurvos Yerushalayim shivim shana mispar hashanim asher hoyi dvar Hashem el yemiyo hanavi." In 70 years after Yerushalayim was chorav, so when do you go? When is the 70 years counted from? So where it says, "Oh my rovel lepki debialma," that's only that Hashem will come to remember us. So Rashi, "Lepki debialma v'yomal lefi malos lebovel shivim shana efkereskem." After 70 years from the malchus of Bovel, that's when Hashem will remember us. The Kach Hoysa, Shenifkudu Bashono Achas Lakurish Melech Pras, that Hashem remembered us the first year that Kurish became king. She Yishnas Ayin Aleph the Kibush Yoyakim, She pushed the Bubble al Yisrael. That was the 71st year, like when they pushed the Yisrael on Bubble on Yisrael. So that year came the Pekid Hashem remembered us. But the first, the 7 years wasn't up till a year later, till 70 years after Chorvus Yishlayim. After Yerushalayim was Chorav. Finally, that's what the pasuk says. Koyama Kurish. This is what Kurish said, Melech Pras. That Kol Mamlechoy Sarat Horetz Nosem Li Hashem Alakei Hashemayim. Hashem gave me all the land to rule over. V'upokod Olai Livnois Leibayis Yerushalayim. And he pocket, he came to me, like to remind me, to tell me that I should help build the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. That's called the Pekidah. Hashem remembered us after 70 years of Bovel. But the actual binyan took another year later, until 70 years after the churbois of Yerushalayim. Dorash of Nachman, Bar Rav Chizda, my dechsev. What does the pasuk say? Koyamar Hashem lemeshicha lekurish. This is what Hashem said his Mashiach to Kurish. For the Gemara, lekurish Asher hechzakti biyaminoi, but he's holding on with my right hand. For the Gemara, v'chi kurish Mashiach haya was mekayach Mashiach. So Drashi Mashiach means nimshach. Come on, Shemon and Mishka. Like we see, appointed a king with the Shemon and Mishka, used a special oil they put over him. Kurish was like a guy. He didn't have the Shemon and Mishka. So why does Hashem call it L'Mashiach al-Kurish? To the one that was anointed, Kurish, he wasn't anointed. Ella, and it's like this. Omalei HaKurish Baruch Hu L'Mashiach. the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to the Mashiach and said like this, Koibol ani lecho al Koresh. Now really I have complaints for you against Koresh. So Rashi, Koibol ani lecho, vachi koma, Koibol ani lecho, Mashiachoi, lekoz asher zati biminoi. Now Hashem is talking to the Mashiach, I have complaints for you against Koresh. Now what? Ani yamarti, I told Koresh, who yivne beisi, he should build the beis hamikdash hasheni. V'yikovet gluyosi, and will gather together all the Jews to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. V'u'amar, and Koresh just said, mi bochem mikol ami v'yayl. Like, where are all the Jews? Let them go up. But he didn't complete his what he was supposed to build the beis hamikdash. He didn't say he'll build it. He just said, let them all go up. He himself didn't help so much Koresh. He just said, if the Jews want to go build, I'm not going to stop you, I'll let you build. But he himself didn't do what he was supposed to. Like really Yeshiva was, he was supposed to be there building of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. Right, now back to the Megillah Esther. Pasuk says, Chel Paras Umodai, Hapartamin. Another pasuk says, Lamalchei Modai Pras. In the first passage it says, Chel Pras Umodai Hapartamin. As if to say, Chel, the kings come from Pras. Or Modai Hapartamin means the governors come from Modai. Uksiv, next passage says, Lamalchei Modai. Mashma, the kings come from Modai. Upras is not the kings, the governments come from Pras. So Manashach, where do the kings come from? Did the kings come from Modai? Or did the kings come from Pras? So Marova Rova says, Asnu ya asnu ba dodi. They both made conditions between one and the other. And they said like this, I minon malchei, if we appoint a king from you, minaychu ifrachu, from us will appoint the governor. In other words, Pras and Modai made up. One year they'll take the king from Pras, and then the governor will come from Modai. And the other way, vi minaychu malchei, and the other way, if this year Modai will have the king, then minon efrachi, from the other one, from Pras, will be the governor. So the kids, Melech and the king and the governor, one was from one. One was from Modai, one was from Pras. Rashi says, Ksiv Pras u'Modai apartamim. Somach apartamim etz Modai. It says the governor next to Modai. Uksiv l'malchei Modai u'Pras. Somach malchei etz Modai. Malchei from Modai was the king. Sadi had both. Teretz was, yes, there was both. They made a condition between both of them that one year you'll have the king, we'll have the governor, and the other way, whenever one had one, the other one had the other one. Right. Baharois es oisher kvoid machusai. When he was showing off his riches. Oisher kvoid machusai. Omer Reb Yosi Bar Chanina. This was Achashverosh by his suda, his mishnah that he made. He was showing off all his riches. Is Omer Reb Yosi Bar Chanina. Malam, it comes to teach us, Shelovash big dekuna. Achashverosh himself put on the big dekuna. So Rashi Shehoya biyodai shom big day koyin godol. Sheviyam Yerushalayim. They brought Achashverosh from the Beis Hamikdash the big day koyin godol, and Achashverosh put it on. Ksiv Hoch, here the pasuk says Yikor Teferos Gudulose. That's what it says by Esther in Megillah Esther. Ksiv Hoch says in the pasuk by big day koyin godol lechavod ulusefaros. So Mashma covered the Sephoros goes on the big day Kohen Gadol. So that's what Achashverosh put on. Vaitu v'mlois ha-yomim o'elo. When it ended off these days, finished these days, is Rav or Shmuel. So Machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Chad oma melech v'keichoye. One says Achashverosh was a smart king. The Chad oma one says melech tipeshoye. He was a shaiti, he was a fool, Achashverosh. Man the Yom Melech Bikeichoy, the one that says Achashverosh was a smart person. Shapir Rovid, he did very good. Tikor Vechika, first he made a mishta, he made a party for the people living far away, Bereisha. First he made for the faraway people. The Bnei Mos, why? Because the Bnei Mos, the people living in his own town near him, Kolemas the boy, Mephayislu. In case they'll get angry at him or whatever, any problem will run into him, he could always be Mephayis them later. Mashenk and the faraway peoples, he wanted to get them on his side. So first he went to invite the faraway people to get them on his side, and then he'll worry about the people around him. Zrashi Pekechoya. Shehiktim Mishta Rechoikim Yoisim Mishta B'Nairoi. Like it says, first he made a big party for the people living far away, and then later he first made the party for his own city. So some say that was a good thing. Oman di yom atipeshar, the one that says no, he was a fool, di boyle lekruvei b'nei masi yibreisha. Because he should have first invited the people from his city first. First be mekarav, become close to the people that live around you. Why? Di mordu behanich, hanihu dekaim b'hadi. Padei, let's say the other people living far away are going to rebel against you, so who's going to protect you? See, if you have the people around you on your side, they'll protect you. But if you first worry about the people far away, it's not safe, then the people around you are not your friends yet, it's not safe. Maybe other people will rebel against you and you won't have anybody to protect you. So that's why it was a foolish thing to do. You should have first been the Karev, invite the people around you, make sure they're on your side first. Right. Shu'alu Talmidah v'esem Shimon ben Yochai. The Talmidim asked Shimon ben Yochai, Mifnei man is chayvoy seneim shal Yisrael. Like, how come it says the enemies of the Jews, but really it means the Jews themselves? How come the Jews themselves were nischayvu hanachiv shevoy seador kliya? How come there was such a gzeira, Homan put such a gzeira, lahashrim and laharag as kula Yehudim? Like, how come there was such a gzeira degree that all the Jews should be killed out? What did they do wrong, that generation, that they deserve to have such a gzeira to be killed out? So, Omar lahem, so Rav Shimon Gamliel said back to them, Omar atem, let me hear what you have to say. The Talmidim came to ask the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, first let me hear what you have to say. Omru lois, the Talmidim answered back to Shimon ben Yochai, Mifnei shenenu misudosa shloisha rosha. You know what they did so wrong? They enjoyed the Suda from Achashverosh. And we spoke that yesterday. The time that they said the enjoyment was that Achashverosh took out the Kelim from the Beis HaMikdash. He wore the Kohen Gadol, the big day Kohen Gadol. It should have bothered a Jew. A Jew that sees such a thing, sees the big day Kohen Gadol, that used to be used, B'Gdusha B'Tarim, now a prostrate king goes and puts it on, it should have bothered them. How come they had enjoyment from the Suda? That was their Vera. They shouldn't have had enjoyment. In fact, they enjoyed the meal, the Suda, is a riot. They didn't have any, it didn't bother them about the big day Kohen Gadol, about the Kli Mikdash. They didn't care about Hashem. Because of that, they deserve to be killed out. So the Rebbe yes back Shimon ben Yochai came Shebeshushan Yehogu. True, all the Jews that went to the Suda that were in Shushan, they should have been killed out. The Jews are the places that did not go to the Suda. They should have not been killed out. How come the Gzair was to kill out all the Jews? Is Amru lo Yemer? So Talmidim says, okay, but Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai, let's hear you tell us now. What do you have to say? Yomuloi is Omar, he said, Omar Ato, is Omalahem, he said back to them, Mivnei Sheshtachim Lutelem. Because all the Jews at that time were bowing down to the Telem, to the idol. Trashi remained the Nebuchadnezzar. The times of Nebuchadnezzar, he made a Telem, an idol, you have to bow down to him. So since the Jews were worshipping Avodah Zarah, that's why they were all Mechliyev Tav Kliyev, to be wiped out. Omuloi, so they said back to the Rebbe, like Rashi says, Eich Zochu Lenes. Like, how come the Mizrach didn't have a nest then? The Chimasu Ponim Yesh Bedover. Like, if that's the reason they did it, it's such a bad chet that they worshiped Avodah Zarah, so how come the Mizrach that Mordechai, that such a nest happened? Is Omar Lehem, he answered back to them, Holo Osuela Lefnin. That really the Jews, they weren't really bowing down to Avodah Zarah, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Like Rashi says, Hey Moslef Nim Yira. The reason why they bowed down was they had fear from the Nebuchadnezzar. So really it wasn't the biggest Avera. They were only doing because they had fear. Is Mela Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Yosim Imoy Mel Lefnim. HaKodesh Baruch Hu also only made this Gzera back to them to scare them, but not really to kill them out, like happened. Haman made the scaring, he made the Gzeri, he scared them all, but the mice, they weren't killed out. Vayna d'siv, that's what the Pasuk Necha says, ki lo yonim alivoit, that Hashem only had in his mind, in his heart, he was thinking to give them, to wipe them out. But the mice, he never really wanted to do it. It's the same way when the Jews bowed down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't really want to worship Avodah Zarah. They only did it because they were afraid of him, so Hashem also just wanted to make them afraid of Hashem. So that's why the Gzeir of Haman went through, but Lamaise, he didn't kill anybody. Yeah. Right. Still, if the Chet was that bad, they shouldn't have got the Einish. There it is, the Chet wasn't that bad. That's where the Chametz Shuv also helped. But the Bechotzar Ginas Bison HaMelech, the Pesach says, Rabbi Shmuel, Chadomar, it was says three things, in the Chotzar, that's outside, Ginas, that's the garden, and Bison, that's the palace. So where were they? Were they in the Chotzar, the courtyard, were they in the garden, or were they in the palace itself? So Rabbi Shmuel, Chadomar, Haroi, Lechotzar, Lechotzar. People that their status was to be in the Chotzar, the courtyard, that's what they got. Haroi legina legina. People that are more chashiv, they went into the garden, they sat in the garden. And haroi lebis lebasin, people that were zeichah to go into the palace itself, they went into the palace. And the chlam was three different type of people. The chadam one says no. Hoyishivon bechotzer. First he put the party, made the party in the courtyard. Vloyechzikoson, there wasn't enough room there. Begina, then they all moved into the garden again. Vloyechzikoson, there was no room in the garden either for everybody. Achechnisan the beison, until finally brought everybody into the palace. Vloyechzikoson, and the palace was so big, in the palace there was room for everybody. The masnisaton, in the brayse we learned like this: Hoishivon v'chotzer, he put them into the chotzer, into the courtyard. And in the courtyard there were two doors, two entrances. Echo the gina, one door opened up into the garden. The echo the basin, one opened up into the house, into the palace. So there was no spew in the psukim. Everybody taka went into the chotzer, into the courtyard. Just in the courtyard itself, there were two doors there. One door leads you into the gina, and one door leads you into the basin. Right, then the Megillah says, Chur Karpas Ascheles. This is what he had, how he decorated his house with tables by the party. So that's what this, my Chur. What does it mean, Chur? Rava ma Chori Chori. That means good network, linen network. He had like good tablecloths. Trashi Chori Chori, Maise Machet. Melechet Hamatsoye Soisa Suya, the Coven, the Coven. It was holes there, a good network made out of sewing. That's how we made the tablecloths. Ushmul Omar Milas Lavono Hetziu Lehem. He put in front of them a white trashi Milas Lavono Chur Loshin Chiver. White, it was like a white cloth. He put white tablecloth. He put down in front of them. Karpas. What does karpas mean? Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Korim Shel Pasim. He put down like velvet or blankets. Pillows. That's Korim Shopasim. Vaita Glile Kesef. What does Glile Kesef mean? V'yamudei Shesh. And Mitoi Zov Kesef. That's the Pasuk says. Glile Kesef, V'yamudei Shesh, Mitoi Zov Kesef. Is Tanya, Rabbi Yudu Oimer, Haroi Lekesef Lekesef. People that deserve to have silver, a silver bed here, a silver chair, got silver. Haroi Lezov Zov. The one that deserved to have a golden one got golden one. So Rashi says, a royal kesev, mitoy zov a kesev, kadosh. It says both. The beds were made out of gold and made out of silver. Sar haruya lezov, lezov, a gorilla kesev. A more bigger prince, he got golden bed. And the one not so choshev on, he got a silver one. Oh, my Lord, Reb Nechemiah, in came, if that's the pshat here, atomato kina besuda. You're making a kina in this meal, like to come to eat one another. How can you do that? It can't be. Elohim shall kesef for raglayim shall zov. It means the bed itself was made out of silver, just raglayim mitzvit was made out of gold. That's what it was. Bahat the postik says vashesh. That, what does bahat mean? Chur bahat means like green, and then vashesh, it was linen. Omer Rabasi, avonim, it had stones, shemish. It reflects back on the violin. It's such a precious stone it was. Trashi mechayz abalayim ritzpos lehem bavonim chatutes klima shloi boli deyodim ele b'terich. You have to work very hard to get this precious stone. Shemechatan marzirin balayim achrayim, that the owners have to run after the stone. At shemaitzimaisim b'dom mikorim. In other words, the owner has to work very hard to get such a stone. He used very, very precious stones. V'chein uaim apostle goes says in Zechar like this, Avnei nezer misnesosnes alad mosoi. That is very choshev stones. Right, the V'dar v'seichoris, it says, V'dar v'seichoris, what does that mean? Rav Rama Dori Dori. It was rows, he had rows one in front of another. Trashi shura shura saviv the sechar rows and rows. Yeshmul Omar Evan Toivo Yesh Bekarchiyom. There's a very precious stone that's on the other side of the ocean. The Dora Shmo, its name is Dora. And he took this precious stone, this precious diamond, Hoyshiva Biemsa Suda. And Achashverosh put this diamond, this precious stone, in the middle of the Suda. Umeiro Lehem Kitzarayim. It made the whole city, the whole room, lit up like mamash in the afternoon. Trashivaiva Scheras Lashin Sohoruhu. Scheras here means Lashin of light. It lit up the room very sharp because of this precious stone. The very of Yishmael Tona. Shekoro Dror Lechol Bale Scher. What it means to say the pasuk Dror V'Socheres means he gave freedom to all the business people. In other words, he freed them from the taxes. Any business you do now, you don't have to pay taxes for it. That's Lashon Dror Lechol Bale Scher. He freed all the business people. Then the pasuk says V'Hashkois Beklizov. They drank from golden kelim. The kelim and kelim shenim. Each cup was different. One cup was different than the other cup. The kelim and kelim shenim. Yeah. Now, for the Gemara, mishunim iboyle, it should have said the different one from the other. What do you mean shenim? It should have said kelim and kelim mishunim. They're different. So where it says, Omarovo, yotosu baskel. Baskel came out, the omru lehem, and said like Tachashverosh, like this. Rishonim kolu nifnei kelim. We had before Baal Shelter before, after he had the cheshbon of 70 years, he brought out his kelim from the Beis Hamikdash and started to use it. And he was killed because of that. So the first ones, Baal Shelter, used the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, they got destroyed because of it. V'yatem shonim behem. And you now, Achashverosh, you're doing the same thing over again. You're taking these kelim from the Beis Hamikdash and you're using it like for your own purpose by Yesuda. So something happened to you also. That's the Lashon of Kelim and Kelim Shoinim means they did this a very rare second time that is going by using the Kelim from the Beis Hamikdash. The Yayin Malchus, then it says Lashon of a king's wine, was Yayin Malchus, Rav Omar, that the Yayin Malchus Rav, there's a lot of wine. Rav Omar, Yayin Malchus Rav. Omar Rav, Rav says, Malamed, come to teach us, Shekol echod v'echod ashkeyu yayin shegodl himenu b'shonim. Every single person drank wine that the wine was older than him. The guy was 50 years old, he had wine 51 years old. The guy was 65 years old, he had wine 66 years old. Everybody drank wine that was older than him. Then the pasuk says, v'ashtiya kados. They drank wine according to the law, the way you're supposed to drink. Ain't oinish, you can't refuse. So the Mara Mai Kedos, what does it mean like the law? Omer Rav Chonin, Mishum Remeya, Kedash Shal Torah. It meant they drank like the din of the Torahs. What does that mean? Ma Dash Shal Torah, just like by the Torah, Achila Meruba Mishtiya. When you brought Kabonis by an animal, there's more meat to be burnt on the Mizbeach than the Rishtiya of the Yayin. There's more Achila than Shtiya drinking. Is Av Sudasa Shaloysa Rosha. Who are then by this Suda, even though it only talks about how much wine he brought, but you should know, achilam ruba mishtiyah. There was much more teeth there than just the wine to drink. Trashi kadasho teira, achilas mizbeach meruba mishtiyah. Par ushloisha sroinim serles lachila. Venesa chatiyahin. But there's more achila by the mizbeach than you have by the shtiyah, just by the nesa, just by the yayin. So that was the hashtiyah kadas means as much as you drank, you ate much more. Einoinis, what does it mean Einoinis, we don't force you like? Is Omer Rebbe Loza, Melamish Kolechud V'yechud Ashkeyu Miyayim Midirosoi. Everybody got wine from his own Medina. Trashi Yayin Horogu Boy. V'lo Yishachru, you shouldn't get chicken from that. Elofi Ritzoinoi. You got wine that you liked, everybody got his own Hamish wine that he liked. Lassus Kutsoin Ishvish. What do you mean they did the rots and the will of everybody? Omer Rebbe, it means Lassus Kurotsoin Mordechai V'homin. They did according to the will of Haman and Mordechai. Trashi Kerotz and Mordechai of Haman. Heimo Yusori Yamashkim and Mishta. They were the heads of the Mishta was Mordechai and Haman. Mordechai, they said, how do we know Mordechai was the head by the Mishta there? They said, the pasuk says, Ish Yehudi. It says, Ish Yehudi. That goes on Mordechai. And Haman is Ish Tsar V'Oyiv.
Weiter. Gam vashti yamalkut, the Pasuk says, also so mishta, noshim beis amalkus. Weißt du, was Pasuk learns with the big tenua? That Amar is separate parties. That Achashverosh made a party for the men, and Vashti Amalkut, the big tenua, she made a party for herself, for the ladies by herself, beis amalkus. So Gemara says, if she was really a tenua, like a nice lady, as should have meant she made a party for the ladies. Why does it say beis amalchus? No, Vashti had in mind to have men there also. She also wanted to have a good time with the men. And no one did Achashverosh to phone, even though invited men, he also had ladies there also. Both of them had in mind to do znus, to do niskavnu laveira. Hainu diyam rinshi, this is what people say. Iyo bikori, the man plays around with big pumpkins. The yisus son is